It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
I mean, could you imagine a twin?
Paul Lavoie!
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. The day after, it's all kind of settling and the dust is settling. And the precinct sites are all normal now and put back together. And we're going to talk school district stuff. We're going to neutralize all that election stuff. So Amy Barney is here, the Lake Havasu High School principal.
Yes.
Does that sound weird?
It does.
It does. Last year was Thunderbolt.
Correct.
Right? Thunderbolt,
yep.
Principal. So, I went, principal? Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Scott Becker is here as well. He is the assistant superintendent for the Lake Havasu Unified School District and former Lake Havasu High School principal.
Yes, sir.
And former college basketball player.
That is correct.
What school?
University of Wisconsin La Crosse.
Oh, there you go. Oh, what's the mascot?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. All right, perfect. You know who I think Steve Letosky went to school up there, somewhere near, he went to Purdue. But he also, I think, before the whole master's
was
degree.
Up in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I believe
I
so.
I loved it there.
Have you met Steve?
He's
the public works director for the county.
I know who he is, but
yeah.
I don't know that I've met him.
He's awesome. And he did a little college basketball and radio in college. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Hope your candidates did well. And if they didn't, well, you know what? 2 years, there's always that, right? So there you go. All right. Let's talk about, because Amy has to leave here in about 20 minutes, and you've got a new teacher event that's going to be happening this morning.
Yeah, the new teachers have been on campus since last Thursday. Our student achievement team is working with them, teaching them the ways of our district and how we put students first. Today I have to go there because I'm a member of the K-12 Education Board, and we're providing lunch for all the new teachers.
How nice.
Yeah.
Is that something you do every year?
Yes. Every year, a different organization provides breakfast and lunch for the teachers every day as like a welcome to Lake Havasu, and we try to get a variety of local restaurants so they can see what we have to offer.
When you're the principal of the high school or the middle school or any school, are you voluntold by the K-12 Foundation when you're in the foundation? This is a lighthearted question, by the way, because I always find that when I volunteer, I get voluntold. But when you're a principal, do you still get voluntold?
No. Really, the K-12 Foundation is separate from our district, so it's a volunteer board.
Right, right, right.
But everybody on the board works every event, pretty much.
But they're like, can we volunteer? Like, if you miss a meeting, you notoriously get voluntold, right?
Yep, you get an email.
Oh, by the way, yeah, you get the meeting minutes, and you're like, what?
Yep.
So, what are your goals as principal at Lake Havasu High School now that you've been in that role as an interim before, am I right?
Not as the principal. I have been an assistant principal there for quite a few years.
Well, what's the step up for you then? What is the from to, if you will, from here to here, you know, to there? Where would you like to go?
Working on building that student culture back and getting kids to want to be on campus. We're competing with online program You don't have to get up. You don't have to follow teacher rules as much. So it's enticing. We have a lot of kids that take advantage of that to work, but those kids that are doing it because they don't want to be on campus, I want those kids to want to come back.
That sounds more like a perception than a reality.
Right.
When have you ever gone to school online? Or I went to online college for a semester. When did you not have to get up? When did you not have to study? When did you not have to write a paper?
Well, you do have to do all those things, but you can do them on your own time schedule.
You know, if you're like me, classroom's better. There's structure.
I am a classic procrastinator. Yes. And that's what
you too, Scott?
Yes, sir. I need that. There's no better way to learn. The teacher is the main person that provides that for students.
I got you.
I know online is sometimes more convenient, but the better bang for your buck is being in front of our teachers.
Yeah.
And the memories you make being on campus and going through it with your group of peers, it's not replicated online.
You know, a lot of people, I hate to say peak in high school, but that's part of it, is being that camaraderie, that teamwork that, you know, I once thought I did because, you know, I was on a state championship team, but then there was more to come. There's always more. So, but Lake Havasu High School, I can't imagine with everything that's done for the students, that when you go to the high school football games, they have the banners.
Yeah.
What the heck, man? I mean, they get to take those home too, right?
They do. Yes, they do.
Those are incredible. The banners, that if anyone that's been to a high school game that's been on the visiting side and they walk in, they go, wow, those are nice. You know, I mean, who would not want to go to, I mean, who would opt out for online? I don't get it. So that you're wanting to change that.
Yes. Students need to be in person in front of teachers to get the most out of it.
Okay. Are there, so you are 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there, in the bigger cities, ninth grade, it's a whole world away from senior, right? I don't imagine it's that way here. It's more of a hometown feel.
Yeah. They'll be in classes together. And
oh, really?
They get along. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Do you have an anti-bullying policy in the district?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yep.
Tell me what that is.
So anti-bullying, we do take very seriously. Bullying does come with a certain definition, though. It's repeated behavior from an individual towards another. So not everything always fits that. But even without the repeated behavior, picking on individuals, we're not going to tolerate that. I know Amy does not tolerate that as well. I worked closely with Amy when I was the principal at the high school and she was an assistant principal, and then worked closely with her when she was at Thunderbolt as the principal. And that's something that we are not going to tolerate, especially when Amy's talking about things like trying to get kids back on campus for the culture side of things and all of the fun, even the music.
I know. Thanks. Out of control here, right? There you go. All right. So what are the penalties for those students that are, you know, accused of and found guilty of, for lack of a better word, bullying?
So, I mean, when you're looking at that, you're starting at the age group that at the high school, you're moving more into, there's processes put in place to stop it. But then after that, we're going to start moving towards the side of harassment, because then it's ongoing behavior after we've tried to mitigate it. And it gets pretty serious from there, from being kicked out or suspended from school to going to a hearing officer to possibly being permanently suspended from the school.
Really? Amy, is that something where law enforcement is involved sometimes, like if they're 18 and a senior?
Law enforcement can get involved. It depends on what the actual bullying is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is the high school, do they go by a letter grade like the other schools?
Yeah.
You know, the A, B, C, D, E, F. What was the letter grade recently, or the most recent?
Most recent is an A.
An A?
3 years in a row.
3 years in a
really?
Row.
Really? Yes. That's good. That's a high bar to keep, right? No pressure, Amy.
None at all.
Tell people your education background.
I started off as a special education teacher at the elementary level. And then when my daughter was doing kind of the same skills that I was teaching all day, something had to give. So I decided to teach math. So I took the test, passed it, moved up to the high school to teach high school algebra, and then went and got my administrative degree and became an assistant principal at the high school.
Where did you study?
Bowling Green State University in Ohio.
Ohio.
Yep.
Right? Not the Ohio State. You know, Bob Brenly went to Bowling Green.
Oh, no way.
Did he go to Ohio or Bowling Green? I can't remember. You know who Bob Brenly is?
No.
Diamondbacks fan? He's the other announcer.
Oh, okay.
He was the manager of the World Series team in 2001.
Correct. Nice.
And he was a catcher for the Giants. And when I started in radio, he was an announcer with the Cubs baseball radio network. So it was, yeah, Bob Brenly, Ron Santo, and Harry Carey, right?
Yes.
So there you go. You're a Midwest boy.
I'm a Midwest boy, and my grandfather was a huge Cubs fan, so I definitely know who Harry Carey is.
Harry Carey back at the ballpark.
And my daughter currently lives less than a block away from Wrigley Field.
Real? Right now. Nice. Yes. On Addison?
She lives, so Addison is, if I remember correctly, along the first baseline.
Uh-huh.
And if you go just out past right field, whatever street that is, she lives on the other side of those buildings on that street.
I'll never forget, I was on the board one time at the radio station we had. They carried the Cubs in Laughlin, and he was like, hey, what was it, Steve Stone.
Yep.
Hey, Stoney, did you know that Sosa spelled backwards is ASOS? That was about the eighth inning.
Yep.
Sounds like Harry Carey, right?
Yes, it does.
So let's go ahead and take an early break, because I know you need to go pretty soon. So, you know, Marissa June is a big Aussie fan, by the way. You guys know that, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So she came in there, almost tears in her eyes. I had to give her a Kleenex, as a matter of fact, because today is the one-year anniversary of Ozzy Osbourne's death. Died of complications of Parkinson's, if I remember right. So he had a number of things probably, but, and I don't remember how old he was. I'm sure she'll come in here and tell me that too. Probably even knows his birthday. Who knows, right? A little Ozzy going out, and Scott always wants me to play hip hop.
Yep.
Because of the girls, right?
Yep. My daughters, and I mean, me too. But
well, I could find some Bad Bunny, but I don't know what's...
That's not my, my hip-hop.
I don't know what's profane and what's not. All right, back with more in a moment. 928-854-5687 or 928-727-5566. Here we go. What's that?
76.
He was 76? Wow. Really? So I got a lot of partying left. Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. Ozzy was 76. Go figure. And Keith Richards is still alive. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We'll be right back with Amy Barney, the Lake Havasu High School principal, and Assistant Superintendent Scott Becker of the Lake Havasu Unified School District. Nelly, I have to admit that's the first time, but you know what, Scott? I'm here for you, man.
Yes.
And the girls listen to it.
The girls listen to it, I think, by default.
Right, right.
Because mom and dad listen to it.
Oh, this is technically, this is very good music. It's difficult to play in percussion-wise. And you were just telling me during the break, where's he going to be?
He will be at, up in Laughlin, I want to say off the top of my head, October 24th.
Yeah, you can't fit him in the Edgewater Pavilion for sure. So, that's going to be outdoors.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Wow. Little Nelly in Laughlin, you hear that, folks? And that's going to be, of course, by the Laughlin Entertainment Commission?
Yeah, I'd have to look it up.
It's the LEC is what they call it. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City, who's having an open house and ribbon cutting tomorrow. I'll be there. I'm going to be there for the open house and the tour in that. I like touring hospitals, especially if they're a sponsor of the show, right?
Yes.
And by Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo, Main Street, Havasu. Don't know if you tried the pizza yet. It's, oh, sorry, Amy.
I want to.
Go ahead. You what?
I want to go. I haven't been there yet.
The pizza, I had the pineapple peep show and the pepperoni. It's phenomenal. Something about that sauce, it's like Mystic Pizza, right? You've seen that movie?
Yeah.
Something about that sauce, I don't know what it is. It's really good pizza. And the pepperoni's not overpowering like most pepperoni pizza, the mm-hmm. heartburn. No, it's good quality eats.
Good.
That's all I can say. And thank you, Dallas, again. All right. That's always, every time I say that, I'm hoping, you know, there's a pizza flies through the door.
Yes.
Hey, my pronouns are he, him, and hungry.
Yep.
All right. So, early release day, that was a big deal. How that's changed, number one, and how has it been received, the change, or do we know yet?
I mean, we'll have to see how it goes this year, but early release day was on Thursday. This year it's going to be on Fridays. It was overwhelmingly due to parent requests. The parents wanted the Friday.
Why was it on Thursday for so long then?
Tradition.
Oh, in this town, tradition? No,
yeah.
Really?
The best answer I have.
Yeah?
I mean, it's one of those things that was in place for a long period of time. It was in place prior to me getting here, and I'm starting my 26th year.
Whoa.
So when something's in place for that long, and in my new position, one of the things that I talked about in my interview is that there is a Havasu way, and we need to grow our leaders within our system. And one of the big pieces of the Havasu way is we do listen to our community. We do listen to our staff members, and we are getting better at listening to student feedback and continuing that Havasu way and growing our leaders in that manner.
But this was this students and parents, or mostly still the overwhelming for Friday?
The survey went out to families, so I think it was mostly parents probably.
It seems to me like it would decrease absences, especially with vacations and that. Are you following the logic? Like people would, you get early release on Thursday, so you leave for vacation early, then the student misses Friday.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see, and definitely something that can't go unignored, and we will track. We need to look at data and then take that data, and data is what really needs to be driving decisions and not feelings.
Was that a difficult navigation through the school board to get that changed, Amy?
When there's a lot of competing opinions, it's always going to be a difficult decision, but I think they did a good job forming a committee and listening to the results of that committee.
Okay. We have a text on the text line, 928-727-5566. What is the school's policy on cell phones in the classroom?
Well, that's an easy one because the state made a law that cell phones are not allowed to be used in the classroom. So our policy is no cell phones during instruction. At the high school, they have to put their cell phones in a cell hotel upon entering, and they can get it back after that period. At the middle school, cell phones go in the locker for the entire day.
A cell hotel.
Yep.
That's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be tricky, though. I mean, separating students from electronics.
It is, but just like anything, if you're setting the standard and you're following through with that standard, individuals live up to standards, and setting that culture at your school and then the teachers buying in and setting that culture within their classroom. And it does make it a lot easier. Like Amy says, it's backed by state law. So it's not, oh, you're in trouble with the school, but there is state law that backs it as well.
So somebody familiar with the Havasu way on the text line, I think it says, it was on Thursday because when it was on a Friday, parents took their students out more. They skipped Fridays.
Yeah, I don't recall it ever being on a Friday, so that's before I could even add anything intelligent to say to that.
I was going to say.
But it's something that we need to monitor, like I said. And if it becomes an issue, we're back to our previous statement of the best way for students to learn is to be in front of a teacher, and if they're missing an extraordinary amount of days, they're not in front of that teacher learning.
I got one last question for Amy before we let you go. Has the high school seen an increase of e-bike use? This is off the text line. And are there problems with e-bikes being on the campus?
Oh, there's a lot of kids that rely on e-bikes for transportation. That's for sure. Our police department's done a good job in providing education on that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still always issues when you give kids power.
Okay. Something lit up the text and the phone line, so let's go ahead and take a quick call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, Paul, it's Greg.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, you know, I was my first retirement job was activity driver for the school district. I took sports teams all over the state.
That was.
And I'm going to tell you, man, teachers are saints. They're
okay.
Absolutely saints. You know, I mean, and I heard a little bit of the first part of the show about bullying. I never allowed bullying on my bus, and believe me, it was going on. But I just wanted to say that. I just have a huge, huge respect for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I moved over to Telesis for a while with Dan Cook,
And
I was a substitute teacher over there. Oh, my God. Talk about a stressful day doing that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that. Teachers are saints.
All right. We appreciate you.
You bet. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. All right. And with that, we'll go ahead and we're going to cut Amy loose. And, no, I'm going to go to break first is what we're going to do. And then I can say goodbye to Amy. So anyway, we are, I'm going to play some country going out. And yeah, you're listening to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie and we are with our school district officials. Of course, Assistant Superintendent Scott Becker and maybe not country, maybe some Bob Seger. Slow it down a little bit. Assistant Superintendent Scott Becker and Amy Barney, Lake Havasu High School principal, right?
Yes.
And it's spelled principal with an A-L because the principal is your pal.
Exactly.
That's what Jiminy Cricket used to say.
Right.
All right. Thanks for being here, Amy.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. All right. She's got a K-12 Foundation event to go to for new teachers. We're going to go ahead and take it to break. 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Or you can text us at 928-727-5566. We got a lot more questions for you, Scott. So Scott's opening the door right now. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
No one will care, girl. Look at the stars. So far away. We've got tonight.
So just so you know, Scott, Nelly is going to the same arena that Keith Urban played in. So I don't know how much tickets are for Nelly, but man, that's gonna be a wild show.
I hope to be there, and you're gonna be there. Yes, I.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, exactly.
Are you taking the whole fam?
So the night before, actually, my daughter plays college volleyball, so we'll be down in Phoenix at her game, and so I don't think she's going to follow us back, though she continues to try to weasel her way in.
Who does she play for, can you say?
Yes, she plays for Chandler Gilbert Community College.
Beautiful.
So she's going to be a sophomore this year. And
setter or spiker?
She is an outside hitter.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Scores a lot?
She does. She does. She got that talent from mom. Mom played college volleyball at Utah State, so.
Ooh, she's an Aggie.
Yep. So
all right.
She got the volleyball skills from mom.
So how tall is she?
She is 6 foot tall.
Nice.
So
nice.
I have three daughters. The youngest one is 6 foot tall. The middle one is 6 foot tall. And then the oldest is 5 foot seven, which is an average height for a female. But in our family, with mom at 6 foot tall and two sisters 6 foot tall, she looks like the outsider. But she is extremely smart and talented in her own ways.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a volleyball squad they're waiting to happen, right?
Yes.
Get with the neighbors if they have any height to them.
Yes.
Or at least you'll have a libero, right?
That's so. Correct.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also Mojave College, by Solar Power, by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place for Pets, Legacy Rehab and Care, and A&B Propane online at abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget, we buy local, or it's buy local. That's right, little Kane Brown going out with Heaven. And I was going to say, my knowledge of volleyball goes back like 30 years. One of my first broadcasting play-by-play jobs was Laughlin High School volleyball. Right when they first started up at the high school, they had a decent volleyball team too, much better than the football team. So, yeah, it's an interesting sport to call on television.
I can imagine, very fast paced.
Yeah, not
my
too.
My knowledge base started about 20 years ago, so that's how long I've been married to my wife. Yes, I liked going to high school volleyball games as a high school kid, but really knowing what was going on and the coaching aspect, and I learned every bit of it from my wife.
It's when you hear Claire. That's when you okay. They're going to go back on defense now because they, you know, the 3-hit rule. So anyway, let's talk. You were talking earlier about the Havasu Way,
correct?
And that kind of get into that a little bit more as far as you lobbying for the job of assistant superintendent. And that how important was that to you to actually recognize the Havasu Way?
Well, I think it's extremely important when you're looking at. History is one, and being embedded in that, and I'm starting my 26th year, and not just myself, there's many others that have been in our district for many years and have different knowledge sets of why things were done, why things changed. The question came up of why go to Friday and why was it on Thursday. We don't always have those answers, but having the people around that have been around can kind of dig into those and look at those things. But the Havasu Way is important to me. I have seen leaders come and go throughout this district, and the success rate, other than our last two superintendents, they kind of break that rule of the people that have come into leadership positions at school level, and they haven't lasted long and really don't make it here.
Interesting.
So when I see that, we need to place an importance on growing our own and understanding that Havasu Way and building our own leaders, changing over leadership and really changing culture all of the time with a new person coming in rather than the understanding what the Havasu Way is. It builds that cohesiveness and really gets the ship turned in the right direction.
This is interesting because I mean, their students every year, they leave to go to college. They go to Phoenix, they go to Flagstaff, they go to Tucson, or they go somewhere else. Is there a way to keep touch with those students that says, hey, we're here for you, we have job placement when you get back?
So I think one of the cool things at the high school, and obviously my entire career, 25 years of it, has been at the high school, and I will continue to learn more outside of it, of who our people are working in our other buildings. I believe at the high school we have, and I'm only talking teaching staff, I think there's 15, if not up to 17 or 19, teachers that graduated from Lake Havasu High School who are teaching in our system.
That's
and
wonderful.
I think that is absolutely fantastic.
That is wonderful. Yeah, congratulations on that. Another question off the KNTR Talk text line. Feel free to text 928-727-5566. And if it's a question without any editorial on it, I'll read the question, just not any editorial. Are there any repair or maintenance issues with our schools before students return to class?
That is an ongoing hurdle.
How so?
Just looking at the ages of our buildings, and looking at Lake Havasu High School, many of the buildings on that campus, I mean, it opened in 1969, and the continuous upkeep of those buildings and other buildings across our district is an ongoing challenge. The first week of school, there's some hurdles when it comes to AC. Now all of a sudden you've had AC units that have ran somewhat during the summer, but now you're putting a student load of coming in and out of doors and changing over 30 kids every period in a classroom, that puts in an extra load on those units that haven't been placed on them for 2-3 months now.
I got you. That's not a good feeling for students. They're like, oh, but what about the attire? Are they allowed to wear shorts?
Yes, they can wear shorts
as long as they're tasteful.
Yes, and appropriate for mm-hmm. a school setting. And then we have the standardized T-shirt that they wear to school as well.
I mean, it gets hot here, so AC goes down, what happens?
I can speak to the high school. We make arrangements where we're moving classes to other areas and getting our maintenance people on it ASAP, and they do a really good job of getting that up and running as quick as possible. We do rely on the school facilities board quite a bit mm-hmm. to save our local taxpayers' monies, where we can apply for funding from the school facilities board as well.
Okay, perfect. Who's the new football coach?
The new football coach is Tanner Kelly. Tanner is also our head track coach, which to me, that is a marriage made in heaven.
Yeah,
because
it is.
If you look at your southern SEC schools, they are known for speed. All of those speed guys also run track for those universities.
Sure.
So I believe every football player should be running track, and having those two programs, to me, married, will be a design for success.
Then you have the guys, I'm going to date myself here, Ronaldo Nehemiah, Willie Gault, mm-hmm. you know, that were track guys that became football players. Or wide receivers. So are there any practices that they started two-a-days or anything, or do you still do two-a-days?
They have done conditioning and other drills throughout the summer. Rules have changed quite a bit, even from when I coached, I don't know, 15 years ago or so.
It's all about hydration now?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was in place then too, but in terms of, there's really no off season. Coaches can coach pretty much all year round. There's no dead period, if you will. So they've been at it shortly after the end of the school year with summer workouts and passing leagues and things of that nature.
Jeez, OTAs in high school.
Yeah, pretty much.
Holy
pretty
cow.
Much.
That's wild.
Yep.
I understand he's pretty quarterback heavy too, as far as his knowledge goes. He's in a Hall of Fame for college.
Yes.
Or his own college, right? His alma mater?
At his alma mater, and please, if you gave me a multiple choice test, I could probably pass it. And hopefully Tanner's not listening, but I don't recall what college that is.
Yeah, right. But I expect good things this year then, if we have a quarterback coach who's the head coach.
Correct.
Because, I mean, forgive me, but our former coach was a little defensive-minded, right?
He was definitely defensive side of the ball. I was lucky enough to get to coach with Carl for a few years, mm-hmm. and I was a basketball guy. They had a need. I can lead people. I had to learn the game of football. I've never put a helmet on this head. I've never had shoulder pads on.
Me neither.
And so I had to learn the game. Carl helped me along the way, but I coached on the defensive side with Carl.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What position?
I came in. They gave me two positions to coach, and one was defensive line, and then the other was tight ends. And when I went to the offensive practice, and I don't mind telling stories that make me look bad, as a basketball guy, I had no clue what was going on the offensive side of the ball. It is a very complicated system that, for the people watching, it is an interesting animal that they control on a every play basis.
I was a soccer player. You don't have to tell me. We kind of vamped as we went, you know.
Yes.
I mean, they're set plays for set pieces, but, yeah, it's a very evolving, yep. liquid game.
Yes. And even on the defensive side, I thought those big guys up front, they just push and shove until they get to the quarterback. No, we're all doing movements in a certain pattern so that the linebackers fill other gaps, and then the free safeties and others are filling other gaps. And like, it's a complicated system.
You did learn something.
I did.
All right. But coaching at the high school level and coaching at the college level, are almost, you're almost like, especially in college, from what I understand, it's like a father figure. Same as in high school, though. I remember high school coaches that I had in track and in soccer that were, I wouldn't call them my father figure, but to some players, they certainly were. And if you lost that coach that for that program, there was a big change coming. So we could see some big changes this year.
We absolutely could. So we do have a listener that didn't text you, but they text me. So
okay.
Mr. Zampona just texted me, hello, Dustin, that Coach Kelly went to Albright College. That's where he's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Albright College. Yes. I have heard of that.
Yes.
I don't know what conference, but interesting. I was hoping to get Dustin on, too, and one of these days, and we could talk sports as well. Heck, all three of us could, you know, along with our Tanner, our new football coach. Any idea yet if the first game is, if we're playing in Flagstaff, as has kind of been a tradition?
So, Dustin, you want to text me that answer?
All right.
So when you're in a position like mine, it's about using your resources because you can't know everything. And,
right.
And we have great people throughout the district, whether it's at the district level, our building principals and APs and whatnot, and being able to rely on them. And I do not doubt if he's still listening that I'll have a text here shortly.
So speaking of football, the recent passing of Lee Barnes, he had a huge impact on this community, both as a math teacher, as a football coach, later as a city councilman. And I want to remind everybody, his memorial is this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Chagrou's in the Bridgeview Room. So they had to find a place big enough
for that one.
I mean, the football stadium's named after Coach yes. Barnes, which he had some choice comments about because I think it was named in like 2008. If I remember right, I was here, when it was named and, you know, hey, you're not supposed to name it after the guy when he's still alive. That's kind of the gist of the, comment was. So, but they do say about coaching too, that those who can't play coach.
Yeah.
Is that right? Those who can play referee.
Yeah.
That's my case anyway, but it's not true in my brother's case. He actually coached last year, the Western Regional U19 men's soccer to a national championship.
That is awesome.
National. It really is, because those guys move on to, you know, try out for the U.S. men's national team. So, but you can, if you can coach, period, you can pretty much coach any sport. Is that right, Scott?
So I did. So basketball was my love, and that's what got me through college and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
When I was asked to coach football and said, you're going to coach the defensive line, I had no clue what I was doing. Like I said, I can lead people, but I really had to hone my skills into studying what drills am I going to do, why am I doing the drills, and how does it fit into the big picture. Because just doing drills doesn't do anybody good. Those drills need to feed into what you're actually doing in a game setting,
mm-hmm.
and I really had to work on that.
It's for muscle memory.
Correct.
But now you could take that on to administration too, right? You don't have to necessarily know everything, right?
Correct.
You don't have to know budgets. It helps to have people that do.
Absolutely.
Right? Just like it helps to have the players that know the defense. How in the world did you get through that? Carl Thompson, I mean, he can only take you so far, right?
Yep.
If you lose the respect of your players.
It only takes so far. I think one of the other key pieces where I stepped into that role was I had the respect from the classroom as well. I wasn't just a football coach, or I wasn't just the basketball coach.
Okay.
I had the respect of a lot of kids from the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And our number one customer, and I've told my high school staff this, and we need to understand the number one customer that we have in our buildings every single day is our students.
Okay.
And having them and treating them in that manner, I had that respect. So when you have that, it's pretty hard to lose, and they respect you, and you can lead them to great things.
it's easy to get respect when you're like 6'8".
Yeah,
right?
But
how tall are you?
I am 6'7".
6'7", okay. Yep. Well, pretty close.
Yep.
So I grew up a Running Rebels fan.
Yes.
So we had a number of tall players, Sidney Green and El Hud and a lot of them. And of course, Grandmama, right? Larry
yep.
Johnson.
Yep.
Those are some good teams, man.
Yes, it
and
was.
Stacey Ogman. So, and Greg Anthony, who went to my high school. So
yes.
He went to a Rancho High School in North Las Vegas.
Nice.
Little bit later than me, it was my sister's year. So.
Yes.
What do you plan to bring to administration now that you jumped from the high school principal onto assistant superintendent? That's a big difference. It's a learning curve too, isn't it?
I think stepping into any new job is a learning curve.
Absolutely.
I think if you step into a job with the mindset of I know it all and you better follow me, that's the recipe for failure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely competitive, so failing is not an option. But it goes back to kind of what's made me who I am to this day. I've been a part of a team my entire life, and whether I was coaching basketball, coaching football, or teaching at the high school, I was part of the team at the high school. When I was leading the high school, I was part of the high school team. And now that I was successful, and I'm being extremely biased on that, of running the high school, taking that to the district level, we are a unified district, but there are areas that we still need to work on unifying so that we are that unified district and we are part of that bigger team, like I said, that I've been a part of my entire life.
What's your metric for success then at the high school? Saying that you were successful at the high school, what would be your metric for that? What's the bar?
So my bar, and I talked about it in my interview as well, and I think a lot of us, our fathers, have a big impact on us.
Absolutely.
And the mantra of leaving something in a better place than when you found it. The high school was not broken by any means when I took over the high school, but aesthetically there were improvements made. Thank goodness to our community passing a bond and an override, we were able to upgrade football, baseball stadium. We were able to paint the school, and aesthetically it looks better, yes, but there's more than just the aesthetics. Moving it to, as Amy alluded, an A school for 3 straight years. Prior to that, it had not been done. So
congratulations.
So measuring things in that manner, and then the product that we're putting out in terms of what are we educating our kids with that they can be successful when they walk across the stage. I've been on the show before where I talked about we have reports that we can pull when our kids go off to the college level and see how they perform in college classes compared to their peers across the state. Mm-hmm. And our kids in a lot of areas, math, English, I mean, you start going down, even drilling down deeper into those classes, our kids outperform their peers at ASU, U of A, NAU. So looking at those reports and feeling good about that, but also we have a strong CTE program and our kids are getting jobs walking across the stage and starting a career.
Well, let me add, too, a couple of years ago, didn't you have the largest graduating class in LHHS history?
We did have that as well. My daughter was actually part of that class.
Nice.
So yeah, that one will be a difficult one to forget.
All right, perfect. Anything else you want to add, Scott?
No, I'm, like said, excited to lead our district, excited to continue to grow that Havasu way and continue to grow leaders within our program, within our walls of our schools. Mm-hmm. And I know that recipe will breed success for us.
Well, we're excited that you're there. I was excited when I heard the news.
Thank you.
You know, so yeah, word of the day, excited. So
yes.
Anyway, Scott Becker, our guest, he is the assistant superintendent at the Lake Havasu Unified School District. Number one.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And we're going to add, too, we've got a phone call coming in. We're going to add, too, that that football stadium has the number one view in the state. It's not only a beautiful stadium, but, man, it's got a great view.
I would put it up probably in the top 10 in the country. I think it has a beautiful view, and I argued to keep that view when we were building it.
Well, somebody wanted to get in, but they hung up. So, I don't know, maybe they thought once I buzzed them in, it was What are they talking about? It's the wrong number.
Yep.
Could be.
So that's or they cool thought term, they were, saved by the bell.
Or they thought they were calling Hannity, right?
Yes.
All right, Scott Becker, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
We appreciate,
appreciate it.
And Amy Barney, I know she's busy right now, but thank you so much for your insight into the upcoming school year. We really appreciate it here on Speak Out. All right, and thanks to Jason. Is it Usri?
Yes.
Usri. Jason, thank you for providing our guest, as always. Got to give him credit, right?
Absolutely.
He's a media guy. They like that.
Yes.
On the
he
radio.
He keeps us in line.
No, they like their name, hearing their name on the radio. So, all right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'll have a final shot in a moment. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm going to go a cappella. That's right. That's how I roll. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. No scheduled guest for tomorrow, but that doesn't mean we won't be here. Friday, we're scheduled to have Mojave College. Join us then. We'll see you on Speak Out.
Your talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.